Terror on Every Side, The Life of Jeremiah. Volume 1, Early Days. Written by Mark Morgan. Read by Chris Morgan. For I hear the whispering of many, terror on every side, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. A Psalm of David, Psalm 31, verse 13. For I hear many whispering, terror is on every side. Denounce him, let us denounce him, say all my close friends, watching for my fall. Perhaps he will be deceived, then we can overcome him and take our revenge on him. Jeremiah 20, verse 10. Chapter 1. My Birthday. March 585 BC. It was on my 17th birthday that I first heard or felt God's voice. In those days we seemed to have a happy extended family in Anathoth, and I was welcome in it. Times are different now. No happy family. All are dead except me, the one they all hated. It is hard not to feel nostalgic about those times, times of innocence and ignorance. I guess that is the trigger for writing this diary. It is intensely private, not even to be shared with Baruch, who has written all the messages God has given to the people through me. It may never be finished, but I had to start it because of what happened today. Again it was my birthday, and again God spoke to me. Funnily enough, even after all these years of hearing his voice, it still startles me and thrills me. I could never fake it or imagine it. The burning shock of the voice of God within me, scorching but uplifting, frightening but joyous. A feeling that brings me to instant wakefulness or stops me in my tracks as I walk. And when the voice fades, the effects remain. God's demand for action continues to burn within me. Yet today, once again, I was told, "The Lord did not send you." It was Johanan, the son of Korea, this time, along with the other leaders of the pathetic remnants of the once great army of Judah. If only they could experience the voice of God, then they would know I could never make it up. But they don't believe me. No one ever has. If only things could have turned out differently. King Josiah was the great comfort and hope of those of us who loved the Lord, Yahweh our God. Josiah, the boy king, was probably the reason I was willing to agree when God told me his plans for my life, plans that had started before I was born. But Josiah died, and with him died all hope that Judah might turn back to God. Memories are all I have left now. Memories of a city once full of people, now sitting lonely and forlorn. Memories of a family of priests who served at a temple now ground into the dust. March 626 BC, the 13th year of King Josiah. In Judah we never made much of birthdays. If a young man ever suggested a celebration, the older priests would always remind him sternly of the only birthday feast mentioned in our scriptures, where Pharaoh hanged his chief baker. Nevertheless, as Levites, our birthdays were important to us, and particularly to those of us who were destined to be priests. God had given rules about when we could start our life's work, so the date was important, even if having a party was not. My birthday was a little more special than most, because I shared a birthday with the king. Was that another part of the pre-planning of God in my life? It certainly made the king very important to me, particularly his well-known search for godliness. Every year my father would tell me, "Jeremiah, you are still only a young lad, too young for the work of God." But I knew how old the king was, and would sometimes ask cheekily, "Does not King Josiah do the work of God?" Josiah was just 4 years older than I. He had become king when he was only 8, yet no one doubted that he was doing the work of God. "Ah, yes," my father would reply in his rich, deep voice, "but he is only a king, while you will be a priest, appointed to work even between..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?